Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Welcome to Day 92. The Justice Department will investigate whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing, including the use of excessive force, discriminatory conduct, or the abuse of those with mental illness or physical disabilities. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the investigation one day after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder in the death of George Floyd. The investigation is separate from the previously announced federal criminal inquiry into whether Chauvin violated Floyd's civil rights during his arrest and death last May. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers in 34 states have introduced 81 anti-protest bills, more than twice as many proposals as in any other year. Republican legislators in Oklahoma and Iowa have granted immunity to drivers who strike and injure protesters with their car in public streets. Indiana would bar anyone convicted of unlawful assembly from state employment, including elected office. Minnesota would prohibit those convicted of unlawful protesting from receiving student loans and unemployment benefits. Kentucky would make it a crime to insult or taunt a police officer. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed sweeping legislation that he's calling the strongest anti-looting, anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. Moving on, the United States has administered 200 million coronavirus vaccines since Joe Biden took office. Biden said that more than half of all U.S. adults had received at least one shot, and that more than 80% of Americans 65 and older have been partially or fully vaccinated. Today, Biden said, we did it. Today we hit 200 million shots in the 92nd day in office. He added, this is an American achievement, a powerful demonstration of unity and resolve, what unity will do for us, and a reminder of what we can accomplish when we pull together as one people to a common goal. About 13 million doses were administered during the Trump administration. Speaking of Trump, the Trump administration awarded nearly $1.3 billion to a company to supply more than 100 million pre-filled COVID-19 vaccine syringes in 2020, which have never been delivered. The Apiject syringe never received the needed FDA approvals, and the plant to manufacture the needles was never built. Pfizer said that even if Apiject got all the necessary approvals, it would not have any impact on our output or process. And finally, the U.S. Postal Service is running a covert internet surveillance program that tracks and collects American social media posts, looking for what a government bulletin described as inflammatory postings. The Internet Covert Operations Program has not been previously made public. According to a March 16th government bulletin, which was marked as law enforcement sensitive and distributed through the Department of Homeland Security, the ICOP program monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically. Locations and times have been identified for these protests, which are being distributed online across multiple social media platforms, to include right-wing-leaning Parler and Telegram accounts. Why the post office, which handles mail deliveries, would run such a social media surveillance program is unclear. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.